This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're live from Grand Marais, Minnesota, simulcasting on WTIP, North Shore Community Radio, here at the tip of Minnesota's Arrowhead. I'm Aaron Brown. I created the Great Northern Radio Show because I love Northern Minnesota, and I think this place is good enough to have its own show. Maybe someday it'll have a better show, but for now it has us. These programs, thank you. These programs come along every couple of months or so, which means that each one is shaped by a very distinct Northern Minnesota season. So this is our summer show, the only episode of the year broadcast entirely in daylight or without the risk of a snow alert or emergency. It's also, show personnel do not need to bring along seven different jackets in the trunks of our cars. For instance, I only brought three. It does bear mentioning, however, that even in our near-perfect Minnesota summers, it can still get pretty hot. Now, hot is a relative term. It gets much, much hotter in other places, maybe even most places on Earth. But, for instance, Death Valley in California once hit 135 degrees Fahrenheit. That's in the shade, folks. There isn't any shade, but that's in the shade. In Marble Bar, Australia, the daily high once stayed above 100 degrees for 160 consecutive days. These sorts of things don't happen here in northern Minnesota, particularly here on the shores of Lake Superior. But when the wind is right and the sun is bright, temperatures in northern Minnesota can hit the same balmy peaks you find sometimes in New York or Chicago, sometimes. And that might not sound very special, but when you have one season that routinely plunges down to 50 or 60 below, the prospect of 80 or 90 above is pretty daunting. It's as though we're a state designed to make Pyrex dishes explode. We don't know why. Maybe it's part of the plan. But it's okay. We all know how it is. We just have to survive through to September without getting a really bad sunburn. Because, you know, northern Minnesotans, they get sunburns really easily, you know. Northern Minnesotans burn so easily that in classic cartoons, Wile E. Coyote sends away to the Acme Corporation for us to detonate along the side of the road for the Roadrunner, only to be thwarted once again by his own hubris. Northern Minnesotans burn so easily that when we lean too close to a campfire, our head quickly becomes engulfed in flames before someone blows us out and squeezes our smoking noggins between a Hershey bar and a graham cracker. Northern Minnesotans burn so easily that when we walk shirtless into a Target store, someone asks us if we work there. Men and women, doesn't matter. Of course, I don't have to tell people here in Grand Marais that summer on the North Shore is even less typical. In a typical Minnesota summer, some women are happy that they finally get to wear a two-piece swimsuit. In a Grand Marais summer, some women are happy to break out their 14-piece cold water diving gear. In a typical Minnesota summer, people enjoy sitting on lawn furniture and reading a good book. In a Grand Marais summer, people enjoy sitting on a pointy rock and reading a book. Oh, wait, the book blew into the lake. There it goes. Never mind. In a typical Minnesota summer, children enjoy running through a sprinkler in the yard. In a typical Grand Marais summer, children just stand in one place and eventually get just as wet. But I digress. It's summer in northern Minnesota. Even the bad is pretty good. We love living here, or else we love complaining about it. Either way, we've got plenty to do.